Welcome back to another episode of the Summer of Psych. Today, I'm going to be talking about social or pragmatic communication disorder. It should be noted that all of these episodes are designed to be a general overview of the condition that's focused on in the episode. There are a variety of different levels of these conditions as well as different subcategories. The things I talk about are simply what is most common in people with these conditions. Everything I say is from reliable, accredited sources. Due to the ever-evolving state of psychiatry and treatment of mental conditions, I will not be looking into current or possible treatments. Social communication disorder, or SCD, is characterized by issues with language and how someone finds meaning in verbal and nonverbal communications. People with SCD usually don't have a hard time with grammar or word structure, and nor do they necessarily have an issue with their intelligence. They find it hard to talk and understand words and gestures in social situations, as well as finding it difficult to change their style of talking according to the social context. An important note here, SCD is not the same as autism. It was once classified as an autism spectrum disorder, which led to a lot of inconsistency in treatment and help that was provided. People with autism may also have SCD in addition, but they also have many other symptoms related to deficits in social interactions and behavior. SCD can also coexist with other speech, specific learning, and intellectual disorders, but is not the same as an autism spectrum disorder. People with SCD might find it hard to initiate conversations and respond minimally or abnormally in social settings. They might find it hard to comprehend stories, conversations, and long talks, or might not respond appropriately for the situation that they're in. SCD isn't limited to verbal communication either. SCD can also affect nonverbal communications, like writing, and the interpreting and producing of gestures. SCD can also affect sign language, and the condition itself usually develops in early childhood, but can continue for much longer before it's actually diagnosed. Additionally, SCD might not even be apparent until the language and modes of communication someone is faced with exceeds their pragmatic abilities. Social pragmatic disorder seems to be more present in those that have a familial history of an autism spectrum disorder, communication disorder, or a specific learning disorder. All of my research for this episode was from the Child Mind Institute. No statement, phrase, or episode in the series or any episodes of this podcast are intended to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent, or otherwise change your mind or body in any form or manner. This podcast, and this series especially, is meant purely for educational purposes for the common person. Please do not rely on any of the information I share in this podcast in any way for your medical treatment. If you feel like you may have a condition mentioned or not mentioned in my podcast, do not come to me. Instead, immediately go to a trusted psychologist, therapist, counselor, or other reliable source of information and help for further guidance. Never disregard professional, psychological, or medical advice, nor delay in seeking professional advice or treatment because of something that you have heard or read from this podcast.